Hare Krishna. Today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Kando, Chapter 4, Text Number 11 and 12. So, Text Number 12 is on the board, 11 I will read it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhakti Bhavati Naishtagi. Text number I will read myself. Sri Shuga Uvacha Evam Sattvagato Gastyo Bhagavan Nripa Sanukaha Indradyamno Pirajarshi Dishtam Dat Upadharayan. Translation will come together. So now we'll read text number 12. Apanyaha Kaunjari Yoni Atma Smriti Vinashini Hari Archananu Bhavena Yada Gajatve Abhi Anusmritihi Apanna Kaunjarim Yoni Atma Smriti Vinashini Hari Archananu Bhavena Yat Gajatve Bi Anusmritihi Apanna Kaunjarim Yoni Atma Smriti Vinashini Hari Archananu Bhavena Yat Gajatve Bi Anusmritihi Apanna Kaunjarim Yoni Atma Smriti Vinashini Hari Archananu Bhavena Yat Gajatve Bi Anusmritihi Apannam Gaunjari Yoni Atma Smriti Vinashini Hari Archananu Bhavena Yattenu Bhidihi Apannam Gaunjari Yoni மதஜி ஸ்ரீசுக உவாச்சா. ஸ்ரீ சுகதேவ கோஸ்வாமி சத் ஏவம் தஸ் சத்வா ஆஃப்டர் கவுசிங் கதா லெஃப்ட் தட் பிளேஸ் அகஸ்தியா அகஸ்திய முனி பகவான் சோ பவர்ஃபுல் நிருபா ஓகே ச அனுகா வித் இஸ் அசோசியேட்ஸ் இந்திரதும்னா கிங் இந்திரதும்னா அபி ஆல்சோ ராஜர்ஷி although he was rajarshi dishtam because of past deeds tata that curse upadarayan considering apanyah god kaunjarin of an elephant yoni the species atmasmriti remembrance of one's identity vinashinin which destroys hari the supreme personality of godhead archana anubhavena because of worshipping yata that gajatve in the body of an elephant abhi although anusmritihi the opportunity to remember his past devotional service. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadeva Swami continued, my dear king, after Agastya Muni had thus cursed the king Indradumna, the Muni left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's curse as welcome because it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service he remembered how to worship and offer praise to the Lord. Kindly repeat the translation with me. Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, after Agastya Muni had thus cursed King Indradumna, the Muni left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's curse as welcome because it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service he remembered how to worship and offer praise to the Lord. Purport. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the king was cursed, he welcomed the curse because a devotee is always aware that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Lord. Although the king was not at fault, Agastya Muni cursed him, and when this happened, the king considered to be due to his past misdeeds. Tateinugambam susamikshamanaha. This is a practical example of how a devotee thinks. He regards any reverses in life as blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, instead of being agitated by such reverses, he continues his activities of devotional service, and king takes care of him and enables him to be promoted to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. If a devotee has to suffer the reactions of his past misdeeds, the Supreme Lord arranges for him to give to be given only a token of these reactions, and very soon he is freed from all reactions of material contamination. One should therefore adhere to devotional service, and the Lord himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual world. A devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate circumstances, but must continue his regular program, depending on the Lord for everything. The word upadharayan, considering, is very significant in this verse. This word indicates that a devotee knows what is what. He understands what is happening in material, conditional life. Thus, and the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanajnana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nividam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Mogam Karoti Vachalam Bhangum Langayati Girim Yatkripadamaham Vande Shri Gurum Ninadharanam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jedam Suradau Pangor Mama Mandamade Gadi Masarvasvabadam Bojo Radha Madanamoganu Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopagumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamalini Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. We are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This wonderful session of Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. Actually, we saw the wonderful prayers done by Gajendra, which was pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With his prayers, he appeared in front of him and changed his form to 400 form, Sarupya Mukti. So he was going back, Krishna was taking him back. So Shivadeva Goswami, actually, in this chapter, only it is mentioned who this Gajendra was and who the crocodile was and how it happened. This both are getting actually the moksha, how they got the devotion. Even though as a elephant, how he got actually the devotion, such a devotion that he could do the prayers and he could invoke the Lord in front of him. So in this particular chapter, it is mentioned, Shukadeva Goswami is reporting, after giving a curse, Agastya Muni cursed him, because he did not give any respect to him. So after cursing, he left. You become an elephant, dull-headed elephant. And he left. So always King Parikshit, actually, he is in anxiety to know why this happened, actually. He's a devotee, he was doing meditation, and you know why. So that is why today's purport about Srila Prabhupada, actually it is meant for us, giving us the firm faith at the lotus feet of Krishna and how it is happening, what is this conditioned world. He said the devotees must know what is what. Even though we are living in this material world, but the devotees, they know what is what. What is happening in this conditional life? What is the reason behind it? Everything he knows. One become Krishna conscious. So, he accepted the Indradumna king, even though he took actually the Vanaprastha ashram. Earlier the king used to go very young age only, leave everything and go to the forest. So he could understand actually, yes, this is actually the arrangement of the Lord. Otherwise it cannot happen. I was doing meditation, I was meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. So it cannot happen like this. Even if it is happen, it is actually the arrangement of the Lord. There is something good for me, it is going to happen. May not be in this life or next life, or may not be my devotional service. Dada Rasi Bihar Bhavani Ki Jai, Gurantai Bhavani Ki Jai, Sri Ramakrishna Mani Ki Jai. So, yesterday also we were hearing in different narrations in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the Vaishnavas get actually the curses, and how they took positively, and how they become successful. Because they are given actually the realization. So he welcomed Agastya Muni's curse, and he accepted, he saying that I bowl. Thank you very much. Just like we know that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some Brahmanas cursed him in Navadip near Ganga. He said, "This, you did this activity, so I curse you that you will not have any material enjoyment in this life." So Mahaprabhu said, "Hari Bol, which I am hankering for it. Let your curse work on me." Like that, Narada Muni got the curse from Eksha, saying that, you know, you will not be able to stay at one place more than 3 days. That's why we say that actually the sannyasis preaching, they don't leave at one place more than 3 days. It's a curse on Narada Muni, he extended to everyone. He said, "Oh, I can travel to maximum places, Hari Bol. It is very nice for me." Narayana, Narayana. So he also took it as very positively, positively, and he thought there is something behind it. That is what the Prabhupada is giving here. When it happened, the king considered to be due to his past deeds. I must have done something wrong. This is the way the Vaishnava, the devotees, has to take. Today's important point in this this purport and translation is the reverses happening to the devotees. Bad things are happening to the devotees. Once somebody has become a devotee fully in Krishna consciousness, how take the reverses? Because Srila Prabhupada actually, he wanted to preach Krishna consciousness in India first. He struggled a lot and lot and lot. He knocked so many doors of government officials and rich people and, you know, to preach to them, and he wanted to translate the books and print it and publish it, because he has taken the life and soul of the instruction of his guru. But every time actually he was forbidden. No, there is no encouragement at all, everywhere. And even his family was not cooperating. Then he has to leave the family and stay alone, even to Vrindavan Dham, and traveling to many places. Even though initially he was as a manager of a factory, chemical factory, he was trying to expand his business. He went to Calcutta, to Allahabad. He opened a center there, you know. Then he was not happy. He called his brother and everybody saying that you be here. I will go to Bombay and open. Expand our business. But wherever he went, whichever place he went, he started to, it was an utter failure. Because parallelly he was doing it. After seeing his Guru Maharaj also, he was, economic development he was thinking. But he was doing the devotional service. He was seeing the Scott brothers. He was going to the Sundays. He was preaching. So finally he understood. Many times Prabhupada has quoted this. Tatenugambam susmikshamano punjanevatmakritam vinagam hritva pavurbi vidadan namaste jivedayo mukti pade sadaya bhaga. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engage always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. So it becomes a right for the devotee actually. Irrespective of all the reverses what is happening, continue the devotional service. Sometimes somebody will ask, oh, you are doing chanting, you are doing this, you are doing so many things. Why it is happening to you like this? You have become poor, you have become sick, you have become all bereft of all the material pleasure and everything. But the devotee actually is taking this spiritual pleasure. Internally is very happy. What is happening actually? I have come under the vision of the Lord from the, you know, kadasham of the Lord. That is why it is happening. Otherwise it cannot happen. You know, one Swamiji, he was actually preaching Bhagavadam very nicely. Whenever he is preaching, at least so many times he will make the people to say Narayana, Hare Krishna, something like that. So he was advising everybody, you chant the holy name of the Lord, chant the holy name of the Lord. So one person, he took it very seriously. He went back home and he started chanting very seriously. Then all the difficulties started coming on him, which was not earlier, everything was coming on him. Then he came back to the Swamiji. This is what happened. Said, Swamiji, you told me to chant the holy name, I was chanting. But more and more difficulties started coming on me. It was impossible for me to concentrate on it. So then he pat on back and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you are so lucky. You have come under the kadasham of the Lord. So he has given an example that suppose your room is locked for 1 year. And just full of dust. When you come back, that you saw that actually it is full of dust. So you want to clean it. When you go and clean it, lot of dust will come out. It will close your mouth, you know, nose and everything. Sometimes you may become sick also. So you will not leave it like that, correct? Oh, a lot of dust is coming, I don't want to clean it. Let it be like that. So like that, there are so many past karmas are accumulated. Some or other we got association with devotee and devotees were to chant. So initially whatever the accumulated things will come out, past deeds will come out in some form of reaction. So devotee knows, say that continue your chanting, continue for, just like some doctors, they will give medicine for 7 days. And after 1 or 2 days, the patient go back and say that, no, it is not working on me. I told you to take 7 days. Then you come. It will take 7 days for you to, you know, adjust with the medicine. So like that, when we chant initially, there may not be any taste, so many reverses will come. But by force, actually, this is a medicine given in this age of Kali Yuga for me. Mahaprabhu himself. Yesterday I was reading it. One devotee, Taban Mishra, he went and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the earliest stage when he was teaching the grammar. He got a dream from a demigod saying that he was praying to him, saying that I don't know my goal of life, how to achieve it, what is the way how to achieve it. So he came in the dream and told him that you go to Nimai, Navadip. He will tell you. He is the Supreme Personality of God Himself, but don't disclose this to anyone. So he went to him, and there is Chaitanya Bhagavatam is narrated about 10 or 15 verses. He was giving advice to Mishra, saying that you are so lucky that you are worshipping Krishna in the age of Kali Yuga. That will take you to the perfection. So then he is telling, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gadiranyadha. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you continuously chant. He said, while sleeping you chant, while eating you chant, while sitting you chant, Nirantara you chant, then you will achieve success actually. You will go back home, back to Godhead, that is your goal. You don't know your goal, this is your goal. Mahaprabhu himself is telling. Mahaprabhu has not started that time the Sankirtana movement. He said, I am giving you special instruction for you. Keep it confidential, don't say that you understood that who I am, but don't disclose to anyone. If you disclose to anyone, you will take birth after birth after birth. Keep it confidential. But continue. So like that, the reverses in the life of the devotees, for example, Kunti Devi's prayer. At the last, when Krishna was going back to Dwaraka, on the way he stopped all Pandavas and Kuntis, they stopped him and he started praying under the lotus, because teachings of Queen Kunti, Prabhupada has written separate book on it. So important. This particular verse, Vipataga Santuda Shashvada Tatra Tatra Jagalpuro Pavado Darshanam Mesyat Apunar Pavadarshanam. She underwent so many difficulties. And the prayer she is remembering, Krishna. See, Duryodhanas, they wanted to poison Bhima. You came and saved, actually. Draupadi was to be taken out of saris. You came and saved it. We were to be put actually in the house of made of sack. And they wanted to put fire on it. They put fire also. You came and saved us. So under all these difficulties, you came personally and saved us. And what we were enjoying actually, your darshan. So Kunti Devi is telling, Vipataga, Sanduda, Shashvada, whatever the reverses came in our life. Durvasamuni went with 1,000 disciples after Draupadi took the lunch. Akshaya Patra is empty. He is asking for food. If you don't give, you will curse. You came, my dear Lord, and you took a small piece of kira, and you ate, and the Durvasamuni along with the disciples, their stomach was full and they ran away from there. These are all your mercy, my dear Lord. So let all these reverses, all the difficulties, calamities come again and again and again to me. Shashvada, perpetually let it come. So that we will be able to call your name. Draupadi called by heart, Krishna. So we also should understand actually that Prabhupada has used one word here. He is freed from all reactions of material contamination. But one should therefore adhere to devotional service. And the Lord Himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual world. He will see, He will check actually. I am getting a lot of pain. Because of so many reactions in my life. My papa karma. So I will be able to sincerely call your name. That is what Kunti Devi is telling me. We should not be thinking about actually the reverses what is happened in my life. See, Krishna is promising actually, yes. Sarvadharman Paritya Mam Ekam Saranam Raja Ahamtam Sarva Babi Bhyo Moksha Ishyami Masu Jaga. In this life itself, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada is telling that you can go back to Godhead, there is no problem. But you should tolerate Matras Prasastu Kaundeya Sidoshna Sugadukadaha Agama Painumtya Tambitichwasvaparada. Let it come, it will come and go, who cares? 49 degrees centigrade was there in Vrindavan last week when I was there. But I saw the old road is full. Thousands and thousands of people are coming from villages and everywhere. Sweating. So hot. Still they are coming to have darshan of the Lord in Vrindavan Dham. They don't care actually. So the tolerance Bhagavan is giving for the devotees, let it be. Now sometimes they will ask, oh, you are going out of Vrindavan because it is very cold or it is very hot? No. Vrindavan is Vrindavan, Mathura is Mathura actually. For a devotee, the tolerance is given actually, he will not feel much. It is meant for other followers of Kamsa there. They will not be able to tolerate, they will have to run away from there. So that is given with a special mercy is given by the Lord. So this Agastya Muni is given the curse, he took it as very nicely. And another point Prabhupada is giving here actually, translation is there. Therefore, although the next life he go to the body of an elephant, because of devotional service he remembered how to worship and offer praise to the Lord. He was already initiated. That initiation stands still, it is worthwhile. He was knowing actually the remembrance is given. Tesham sadada yuktanam pajadam priti purvagam dadami buddhi yogam dam enamam upayanti de. The Lord is saving, is seeing one devotee, he is always engaged in his devotional service. Irrespective of whatever difficulties I am giving, he is continuously engaged. Dadami buddhi yogantam, he is giving the say, hey, you are a devotee. You are doing this prayers for me, he remembers. That mercy Bhagavan is giving when the child is in the womb of the mother itself. The child is suffering like anything, he cannot lay properly. The mother is eating something, abominable things, it is coming to the eyes, turning this way, that way and all. Because of the difficulties, Bhagavan is giving that child remembrance of the 100 janma we took it earlier. What are the sinful activities the child took it, did it, and these are the reactions of that past deeds. After understanding, he entered into the prayer, praying that, you know, my dear Lord, please take me out this prison as soon as possible, but once I go out I will pray under your lotus feet only, Krishna only, nobody else. So Gajendra prayers also we saw. Gajendra said, my dear Lord, I don't want anything. I don't want to continue my life with my wife and children. So many people are trying to take me out. I will not go with them. I only want actually become a devotee. I want to come out of this Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. When he prayed sincerely, it happened. The point is, adhere to the Bhagavatam is telling Tibrena Bhakti Yogena Ijita Purusham Varam. Two, three place Sukadeva Goswami told actually the Parikshit. Serious devotional service under the lotus feet of Krishna. With sincere prayer. He is telling Uddhava also. Lord is telling Uddhava about devotional service. And he is also telling a loving devotional service. So, simple devotions is not enough. Devotional service is required. That also, loving devotional service is required. With love and affection we should serve the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is accepting us. So even though He became an elephant, because He has given the remembrance of what He was doing, what praise He is to do under the lotus feet of Krishna. When He chanted that holy, then He appeared in front of Him and saved Him. So the devotees, they take it as very positively. Any, you know, Jaya and Vijaya, the doorkeeper of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, there should not be any kunda there actually. It is arrangement of the Lord, because sometimes the Lord checks actually the devotee's ego, devotee's proud. You know, He will give some lesson so that in this life itself He want to take him back, so He will finish everything in this material world. So these four Kumaras went there. They wanted to go inside. They did not allow Jaya and Vijaya. Immediately they cursed. Actually, you are in Vaikuntha. You are not behaving properly. Huh? So you go down to the material world. So Himself, Lord Himself came out, and He supported actually four Kumaras. See, He's the doorkeeper, na. If you want, He could have told, "Hey, please excuse him." You know, they will not repeat it. No, this is the law of the Lord. Prabhupada is telling actually, just like a law of the state is there, nobody can change it. Even the top person cannot change it. He has to undergo argument in the court, and finally, what verdict comes from the court only will be done. Similarly, we are also under the law of the Lord. So He want to. Yes, you did something wrong, I support it, you go. Only a message is given, seven life or three life, whatever it means. As an enemy or as a friend. So Jaya Vijaya is opting, because what happened? The Govinda Virahename, they cannot be away from Vaikuntha, they cannot be away from the service of the Lord. So short time they accepted, we don't mind to be an enemy, but we want actually... come back soon and at your service, my dear Lord. So they took actually in the right sense, they went down, came down, you know. Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, you know, the stories. I was thinking that, you know, the Lord, even though He was killing Hiranyakashipu, whatever may be, just like a son, He kept him on the lap. He did the operation by keeping him on the lap, you know, with the love. And maybe Hiranyakashipu did not feel any pain, because he is his servant, you know. But punishment He wanted to give. He wanted to show to the other devotees, whole world, you know, all living entities, even to the Vaikuntha people, this is what is going to happen. But be careful, Savadhan. So all the devotees should be Savadhan. You should be careful actually when we do anything actually. We are talking yesterday about the aparadhas, different aparadhas. Even the, we know that Tulasi Devi, you know, Vidya Devi, Krishna went in a disguised form as her husband and stayed with her, because He wanted to kill her husband. He was a Rakshasa. He was troubling so many people. So that happened, and then she came to know that her husband has been killed, and his head came in front of Vidya Devi. And then she understood, actually, this person who was living with me is not my husband. He stayed actually, just like husband, the Lord stayed with her. So she got annoyed. She got annoyed and she cursed Krishna, Bhagavan. You become a stone. So He is there in Salagram Chila, worship of Salagram Chila, we take it very seriously. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there. It is a curse of a devotee. And I accepted it. He said, okay. And He also cursed, counter-cursed her, what? You become a plant. A Tulsi plant. Benediction is, without taking a leaf from your plant and put it on my bog, I will not accept it. Very seriously this. Very seriously. So these are all actually the arraignment of the Lord. And why it is given in Srimad Bhagavatam? It is meant for the caution. It is Savadhan is given to the devotees actually. Have firm faith in Krishna, 100%. Irrespective of all reverses, I will continue my devotional service. Sometimes somebody will say, Prabhuji, I am coming for so many years, Mangalati, I am doing chanting, still it happened to me. Said, you continue. The body is checking. Huh? I cannot come. One devotee in Vrindavan, one is outside saying in Brahmachari. So he was telling me so many problems in my facing actually. I asked him, are you coming for the Mangalarti? The beautiful Mangalarti is going on. 4 o'clock, 4:10, Prabhupada Samadhi, 4:30 in the temple. He said, no, you tell me anything other than this, I cannot come for it. Why? You are a Brahmachari? What is your difficulty? I cannot get up in the morning. It is impossible for me. Then I got in some tape. You have a sincere wish, sincere desire. Without that desire, you cannot come for Mangalarti. While going to sleep, there is a prayer that I should get up. I want to go. Because really the devotee is enjoying. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he made a package of devotional service based on the Navavida Bhakti, which is suitable for us. Little austerity is to be taken. If we cannot take austerity, the Krishna is not pleased. For every activity which we do, little austerity. Austerity means we have to give up some comforts. Material comforts are to be given up. That is austerity. And do his devotional service, the Lord will never forget actually. Hey, you did Mangalarti for 1 month, you know, I want to give you something. I was thinking that, you know, Chitragupta is doing the grading every day. Every day the mark is given. How many days you have done the Mangalarti? Don't think that nobody is looking into it, no credit for it. Credit is given. Sandhyati attended, Sangeetan attended, Bhagavatam class attended, heard it, taken seriously, trying to implement in my life whatever is told in Bhagavatam. So, to make us serious only, it is, these stories are given actually. Ultimately, any austerity, any curse, any disturbance, we take it for the Lord, ultimately it is actually, praise we tell you, temporary and permanent. It is permanent. That is being credit, nobody can take. Your bank account, somebody can steal it and take some money or some ATM card. But there is no ATM card for anyone who can take some devotional service, benefit or devotional service from somebody else, no. It is solely, it is reserved there actually. So similarly we know that, you know, the our Giri Govardhan. Govardhan Lal ki, Giri Govardhan ki, Vrindavan Dham ki. So Govardhan actually he was in Himalaya, you know, Parvat Muni's son. Paulesh Muni went there and he said, I want your son, he's so beautiful, I want to take him to Kashi. So he said, actually, how can I, he's so beautiful, Govardhan is so beautiful, how can I give my son? No, otherwise I will curse you. Then Govardhan came himself and asked him, okay, I will come with you. But how will you carry me? Don't worry, I will carry you in my hand, one hand I will carry him. He said, okay, I will come with you, but there is only one condition is there. Don't keep me anywhere in between. If you keep me anywhere in between, I will not move from there. Don't tell me anything about it. He said, okay, no problem, I will carry him. He lifted him. And he was going to Kashi via Vrindavan Dham. Actually, Govardhan came from Goloka Vrindavan. Govardhan wanted to be in Vrindavan. You know that out of all pilgrimage place, the top one is Vrindavan Dham. In Vrindavan Dham, the top one is Govardhan. In Govardhan, the top one is Radhagun Shyamkun. Out of Radhagun Shyamkun, the top one is Radhagun. So Govardhan, you know, when he came, he, Pavlisimuni, actually, he got nature's call. then he has to keep actually in the place where now Govardhan is. He finished and came and he started lifting. He could not lift. Hey, why it is like this? I want to take you. Then Govardhan said, Maharaj, I told you, you should not keep me anywhere else. If you keep me anywhere else, I will not move from this place. So he got annoyed. And he cursed him that every day you will sink down by the size of a mustard seed. That is why the Govardhan was actually very, very tall, very high. It is coming down little bit. He accepted it, no problem. Haribol. Still, I am ready to take the step, but still I want to be in Vrindavan Dham. Krishna is waiting. Krishna Balaram is waiting to play. Cowards are waiting to play. Cows are waiting to come and drink water from me and grass. All the seva. Haridasa Varian. His name is called Haridasa Varian. So he took it actually as a, you know, positive way. So the devotees, they have to take it in a positive way. Continue the activities of devotional service. So adhere to the devotional service. And on the contrary, some reverse come, we should be happy. Say that, you know, I can do my chanting sincerely. I have some pain in my heart. Material pain or some spiritual pain in my heart. Nobody can remove it. Bhagavatam is telling actually in the second verse of Bhagavatam, first canto, is telling that this Bhagavatam is Tapatrayo Unmilanam. Srimad Bhagavate, Mahamunikati. On the matured state of Vyasadeva, he compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam, the great scripture, which is actually removing all other activities, only reading Srimad Bhagavatam and trying to realize Krishna. This will remove the conditioned souls, tapatrayo unnilanam, once for all it will be uprooted. In the age of Kali, everybody is struggling actually because of the three type of tapatrayam, means three type of miseries in this material world. That miseries will go only by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Take Bhagavatam as very seriously. Purana Mamalam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also emphasizing on Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should take the advantage of this Srimad Bhagavatam by reading and understanding and pray unto the Krishna. Don't go back. Once you come back, to come forward in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance or there is no way that, you know, go back to the material life or go back to, you know, advancement. Go and associate with the devotees who have taken Krishna consciousness seriously and go to advance, take the this one from them actually. I was just reading this, our Mugudamala Sutra. So he is also directing everybody to Krishna. Idam chariram varnama peshalam patandi avasyam sadasandhi jarjaram kim maushadam prachati mudadurmade miramayam Krishna rasayanam biba. This body is, beauty is fleeting, it is going down when you become old. And at the last, the body must succumb to death after its hundreds of joints are stiffened with old age, so many pains, so many difficulties. So why bewildered fool, he is asking everybody, why you are struggling to fight against old age and this thing like that, I will do something, I will take this treatment, that treatment, so many things. But you have not taken this aushadha. Are you asking for medication? Then he is giving a medicine. Just take the Krishna elixir, rasayanam. The one cure that never fail. If you take to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhagavatam is also Pipada Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Pipada Pipada Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Drink this Krishna Rasayanam. This will actually finish Tapatrayon Mulanam and stop the old age, you know, death, birth, old age, disease can be stopped only this way in this age of Kali Yuga. So all our devotees actually who have taken seriously Krishna consciousness, don't worry about any setback, anything like that. Continue. Govinda Bolo Hari, Govinda Bolo Hari, Gopala Bolo. Continue, go, chanting the holy name. Spread this movement. Save the conditioned souls. This is our business. This should be our business, real business, in the rest of the life. Then our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. Karandala Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.